Today marks 5 months since October 7th and the surprise Hamas assault on Israel.
Palestinian lives in Gaza are forever changed by Israel's deadly military response. Israeli lives have changed as well, and the state of Israeli society is crucial to understanding where this war might lead.
NPR's Daniel Estrin has been reporting on this and joins us from Tel Aviv. Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning, Leila.
So October 7th, we know, was the deadliest day for Israel in its history. The Israeli military response has been the deadliest war Palestinians in Gaza have ever faced. How are Israelis feeling 5 months into this war?
Israelis are living their lives on hold, Leila. 94,000 Israelis are still evacuated from their homes along the borders with Gaza and Lebanon. And it's not just them. I met with an October 7th survivor, Avidor Schwartzman.
On October 7th, something cracked or maybe broke in the Israeli psyche. Even those that weren't there, just saw it on TV, they are still there.
Now, he was actually there in one of the attacked communities. His in-laws were killed, and his family has only now moved from a hotel to a trailer park to house all these broken families. And a lot of these families, he says, will not move to new homes being built for them until the hostages are freed. There are more than 130 Israelis still held in Gaza, many still believed to be alive. And so these families don't want the Israeli government to think that they're moving on until those hostages are released. And it's just a whole sense, Leila, that the entire country is in a state of suspended animation.
Now, there is a lot of alarm globally about the way Israel has conducted its response. But what do Israelis think?
There is a consensus here that the war should continue until Hamas has no capability to threaten Israel. Israelis are largely unified now in support of the war. Together we will win is the slogan that you see everywhere. Even displayed on highway signs along with the traffic reports. Many Israelis will tell you it's unfair of the world to expect them to show restraint in Gaza after the October 7th attack. And you also hear from Israelis who used to believe in some peace deal with Palestinians one day that they've lost all trust in that now. I spoke with an Israeli lawyer, Adi Peshko-Katz.
The beliefs we had before October 7th were just wrong. We were just naive.
You know, a lot of Israelis are angry at the world for seeing Israel as the aggressor against Palestinians and not as a victim defending itself.
Now, Daniel, you've been reporting on this war for months now. What changes have you seen among Israelis and in Israel?
You see a lot of guns, Leila. One of the most profound changes is that many Israelis no longer believe they can depend on their army alone. They saw what happened October 7th. Civilians were under attack for an entire day before help arrived. And so 900 volunteer armed squads have been mobilized across Israel to patrol cities.
Israel says Hamas has been greatly weakened by its military operation. What are Israelis most concerned about now?
They're concerned about Lebanon. Hezbollah in Lebanon is a much more formidable enemy than Hamas is. Hezbollah has longer range missiles that could paralyze Israel and knock out the electricity grid. So Israeli families are buying generators just in case. And many army reservists are being told to report for duty just in case there's war.
NPR's Daniel Estrin in Tel Aviv. Thank you, Daniel.
You're welcome.